This special edition of the Ag Pro Podcast comes from the Ag Retailers Association DC Help Desk. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of Ag Pro, and for this episode, we visit with Hunter Carpenter, director of public policy, about the latest from our nation's capital. The Agricultural Retailers Association seeks to assist members with questions about federal legislation impacting agriculture and regulatory compliance issues, and one such resource is the DC Help Desk. Joining us today is Hunter Carpenter to talk about the latest in DC policy and regulations as it affects ag retail. Hunter, hello. How are you today, and how are things in DC?
I'm doing great, Margie. Thanks for having me on. The weather has actually gotten a lot nicer the past couple of days, so that's a huge plus.
It's always a plus there in the Mid-Atlantic. Hey, so we're having this conversation in mid-September. The fall legislative session has just kicked off. As you guys are thinking about what's to come through the end of the year, what do ag retailers need to know about what's going on in D.C.?
Well, you know, there are a number of issues that we would like to see pass, but with only around 42 legislative days left in the calendar year, it gets pretty tough to bring those to fruition. So right now, the biggest fight on Capitol Hill is the funding bills, which have to be done by the end of next week. Now, we have learned that the House plans to pass their short-term extension through November later this week, and we expect Republicans to pass it in the Senate next week with the president pledging to sign it. So that's kind of the immediate thing that has to get done right now. We got to make sure the government stays open and we avert another shutdown like earlier this year.
Right, right. So one recent action by the EPA that got a lot of attention has to do with waters of the United States. What does that mean of the action that was taken in the short term as well as in the longer term regarding WOTUS?
Yeah, look, we applaud EPA and Administrator Wheeler for their action taken on this. This has been kind of a long, drawn-out fight for farmers and ag retailers alike over the last 4 years. Now, there are two steps to this process. They have to repeal and then replace the 2015 rule. So the second step will be when EPA announces the new final rule that would replace pre-2015 regulations. Because of court decisions made after folks sued the EPA following the 2015 inaction, there is kind of a patchwork of regulations across the country right now, and we need to pass a final rule so that we can take care of those and mitigate any problems there.
Is there any action or any opportunity for retailers to get involved in the next steps of the process?
There always are possibilities for retailers to submit comments. We frequently use a program through FiscalNote called Voter Voice, where we will send out prompts for our members to contact either their members of Congress or federal regulators if there is a public registry open to comment on certain actions, and we would encourage our members to take advantage of that. On our website, there is a Take Action button under the Public Policy tab at aradc.org, and they are free to submit comments that are open or contact their members of Congress, and we would appreciate them doing so.
Oh, excellent. Always excellent to have those resources and for folks to be able to express their voice and how certain regulations or potential regulations could affect them.
Yeah, and I also appreciate you plugging the DC Help Desk. That's a newer resource that we have included. I think it went into effect last year, but we've had a number of members take advantage of that, and it allows them to contact staff here in the Public Policy Office of ARA and ask us questions either about legislation or federal regulations that we can then answer and provide assistance for them. Right now, we have 100% close rate on those DC Help Desk accounts that have been opened, and we would appreciate members using us as a resource for them. That's what we're here for.
No, that's excellent. Hunter, I know another big issue, and you guys are really staying on top of it, would be trade. And it seems like there are developments at a rapid pace. What do ag retailers need to know about everything to do with trade, whether it be here in North America as well as overseas trade agreements?
Yeah, so I think we'll start with USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. This has still not been passed by Congress, and they are kind of in the beginning processes of trying to figure out what legislative days are left and how many you actually have 45 legislative days to implement it after the bill is introduced, or excuse me, 90 legislative days to implement it after the bill is introduced. And right now we have 42 left in 2019, so it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to introduce it right now because the House Ways and Means Committee would have 45 days, then the House has to vote on it after 15, and then the Senate Finance Committee has 15 days, and then finally the Senate must vote on the bill after 15 days. So there's your 90 days and how that gets put into place for the bill to be signed into law. Now, there are a number of roadblocks, particularly in the House, that are holding passage of USMCA up right now. For a long time, the Section 232 tariffs that had been placed on Mexico and Canada were a huge roadblock. Since the president has lifted those tariffs on Canada and Mexico, there are really two issues at play here in the House. One being the biologics issue. The Democrats do want, they want to use this lever to allow for limitations of pharmaceutical patents so they can lower drug prices, or at least that's the goal. The other thing being some of Mexico's enforcement laws on some of the labor issues included in the agreement. Now, Mexico's legislature did pass a bill allowing more collective bargaining, but Democrats are not sure if the government will enforce it strongly. So there are some enforcement issues there. We're still confident that a deal can get done. Speaker Pelosi has been adamant that she wants to get this across the finish line. Likewise, in the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has expressed his abilities and hope that this will get accomplished. So, I always say that if somebody tells you they know what's going to happen in politics, they're lying to you. So we'll see.
But it does not look like we're going to see any kind of finalization of USMCA in 2019.
I can't see that happening unless a deal was struck between the two sides, which happens in this town all the time. So, we'll see. I'm confident that it'll get done eventually. We've been working with and been a part of the USMCA coalition and have been working hard on Capitol Hill, speaking with members of both parties to try and show them what this means to ag retailers. We work with a lot of other ag groups here in town, and I think it has been helpful to push the agricultural message, but there are a lot of industries that are members of this coalition. So, trade is kind of that rising tide that we hope will lift all boats. So that's kind of where we stand on USMCA right now. The trade agreements with other countries, the water gets a little bit murkier. We were glad to see that China is suspending tariff hikes on pork and soybeans and some other commodities that was announced last week. I believe I read part of that on AgPro, and this is something that we we've always expected these talks to be a little bit more long and drawn out between the administration and the Chinese government, just because of the way that they've operated for so long. So I'm hopeful that something will get done, but like I said, that issue is a little bit harder to pin down.
Hunter, earlier this week, I did some reporting on how the Chinese tariffs have and also just the ongoing trade issues with China, I should say, have had a really long tail and a really long shadow over, for example, the crop protection industry, sourcing active ingredients and formulations from China. Obviously, that affects ag retail. Are there other ways that some of our trade tensions with China are affecting ag retail that may not be getting as much attention or spotlight, but very much worth talking about and being aware of?
Well, I think this is another ability to highlight the DC Help Desk. We had a member last week call because the Federal Registry was closing on some of the comments to be made on Section 301 tariffs on some of those AIs that are manufactured in China and brought over to the United States to be sold. And we submitted comments on this company's behalf, and we would welcome any other company that has issues with Federal Registry dockets that they would like us to sign a sort of a Me Too letter on in support of their company and the production of those products overseas. And so we'll continue to do that. But, you know, there are so many different end games to what's going on between U.S. trade with other countries, and it affects a lot of different industries.
Absolutely. Hunter, thank you so much for sharing your insights from our nation's capital. We really appreciate it today.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I would be remiss if I didn't plug our 2019 ARA Conference and Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in New Orleans. It's a great opportunity to network with industry professionals and see some of the trends. Our public policy team will be giving an update at the federal and some state-level issues at that conference, and we'd like to see everybody there.
Excellent. Thank you, Hunter. I have my plane ticket booked. So.
the early bird rate ends October 15th, so sign up soon.
There we go. So if you are an ARA member with advocacy or regulatory questions or interested in booking meetings with your representatives to get answers from regulatory agencies, all of these resources are available by logging in and sending your questions through ARA's DC Help Desk. As Hunter alluded, many questions and issues can be answered or resolved within a few business days, and they have answered 100% of those inquiries sent in. So go to aradc.org/helpdesk or call 202-457-0825. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro, and thank you for listening to this edition of the AgPro podcast.